Speaking with Own Sound Attack center Jamel Smith, Jamel is ranked 37th by NHL Central Scouting for the upcoming NHL draft. And first of all, Jamel, we must go back not too long ago. You just got back from the Czech Republic with a bronze medal. Obviously your goal would have been to get gold, but how was the experience for you?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to see where I stand to a lot of the top NHL prospects expected to be coming up in this draft. It was great to put a bunch of all guys from Canada and a lot of players from different leagues, so it was a great experience for me.
Now, you came in last year as a rookie with the Attack, and obviously you were able to win the OHL championship with the team, and your head coach, Mark Reeds, is now with the Ottawa Senators as an assistant coach, and one of your teammates, Andrew Shaw, is now a member of the Chicago Blackhawks. Kind of shows you maybe how not that far away the dream can be, regardless of your ranking.
Definitely goes by pretty fast, and it shows me both those guys are great guys in dressing room on ice and off ice. So it kind of shows me, I kind of look up to them. It shows me how quick things can happen if you put all your work into it.
Now, you went from 16 points in your rookie year as a fourth line player to stepping up as a real front line player for the Attack, just under a point a game this year, 60 points in 68 games. That added responsibility on a younger team this year. Did you see yourself as kind of a leader on the ice as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely see myself as a leader because I kind of went through it last year, learning and just going through that process of what it takes, and I kind of been through that again because I was watching the old guys. So I just try to take on that leadership role and kind of guide the young guys or the guys who haven't been there, try to show them what it takes.
Now, you were in the CHL Top Prospects game at West, and you know, I think most people would say you were actually one of the best players, if not the best player on the ice that night. What was that experience like for you?
Well, again, it was a lot of fun playing against all the top guys. I had a lot of fun meeting you guys every time. It was fun for me.
Now, you compare your game to somebody like Daniel Briere. Do you work on certain things to refine your game as he does?
What I mostly try to work on is obviously to get stronger, but also reading how the player's body is. Like, the player's going back for the puck, like, I try to read where he's leaning to his left so I can kind of judge what side he's going, if he's stuff like that. So I just try to work on the little mental part of the game to try to dictate what a person's going by how their body is moving and things like that.
What was the biggest adjustment for you just, going from, a fourth-line player to a front-line player? Did it change your mentality any in how you play the game?
Oh, yeah. It makes me play a lot more safer and more responsible. It gave me a lot of confidence to me playing with a good guy. So I just try to keep it simple and just play my game within the system.
Now, you're ranked 37th by NHL Central Scouting in the final rankings, which puts you, somewhere squarely in the second round, maybe a late first rounder if the team really wanted to step up on you. You were a sixth round pick in the OHL draft, so do you feel like you've come a long way in a short time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like I came a very, very long way. Just try to work as hard as I can and put all that stuff behind me, that I'm going higher or low.
I guess at the end of the day, it really just comes down to an opportunity with an NHL club. You look at Andrew Shaw, he was a fifth-round pick last year, as you know, and made that into an NHL job.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he was a hard-working kid, so I just try to follow the same footsteps. One thing to get drafted, but it's another thing to stay there.
Now, your team, the Own Sound Attack, has a number of draft-eligible players, some highly-ranked players such as yourself. Did that make it easier to go through the whole NHL draft process, all the people and scouts watching you, when you have a couple other guys to go along with it?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does help me. I guess we all work together and kind of try to give each other tips on things that we need to know, and it's kind of good to have guys in your team that are in the same boat as you, kind of help each other out on what it takes.
Now, your coach from last year, Mark Reeds, of course, an assistant coach now with the Own Sound Attack, and you got Greg Ireland as your coach this year, who's a longtime head coach in the AHL and whatnot. Was there much of a difference in philosophy between the two?
The ground, he's more of a coach that like more play the system and stick to the system. Mark Reed is more of to play the system but also be creative. If that means taking a risk, like being safe, like being able to try things out type of thing.
Fair enough. Now, one of your assistant coaches, your associate coach, Terry Virtue, leaving the club, breaking news today. Just your thoughts on Terry and the job he did as a coach.
Well, he came in, he was a great guy, he was great to all of us. All of us liked him, he was a phenomenal guy. He definitely knew the game, he knew what he was doing. Everything he said, I took it into heart because I knew he knew what it took. And he's been on a lot of winning teams, so he's a guy that I really look up to, and I really appreciate him for all his time and all his help and just for me teaching me the game.
Is there something in particular that you've been working on more than anything else with your game to kind of take it to the next level?
Oh yeah, definitely just shooting the puck more, shooting the puck quicker, and not making that extra move.
You certainly have tremendous speed and. It seemed like early in the season you were dynamic with it. You used it tremendously to your advantage, and then you kind of flatlined there for a little while during the middle part of the season, and then again you seemed to find that jump again. Was it just a case in your mind that it was just you had to readjust your focus a little bit, and or was it maybe the rigors of the season?
Oh yeah, I definitely kind of sat back a bit and I stopped moving my feet and I stopped playing my game. And I realized that to look in the mirror, and I just realized that my game was to play at full speed. So I felt long and hard, and I just next time I got out there, I just try to do that and keep my feet moving and stuff like that, and play at a high speed game.
So where does the great speed come from? Have you always been a great skater all the way along?
Well, it's been a pretty fast year, yeah.
And. You've just come so far in such a short trip, in a couple of years. You must feel like heading into the draft, you're a winner either way as far as where you go and what team drafts you.
I do feel like that. It doesn't matter where, as long as I go.
Well, you've definitely given yourself a huge chance to be highly drafted at the NHL draft. I'm sure it's going to be a great day for you at the NHL draft, regardless of where you go. And so congratulations on a great season and good luck at the NHL draft.
Thank you very much.